Well, as you can hear, mis queridos, we've been doing a little bit of satire this week, but we're not ignorant to the fact that sometimes satire can, in fact, go too far. That was the case this last week when a Twitter account related to Comedy Central's The Colbert Report stirred controversy. What followed was a long, heated, and sadly violent online conversation about comedy, race, and who has the right to be offended. Two of our producers here at Latino USA, Michael Simon Johnson and Daisy Rosario, sat down to talk about what happened, how it happened, and what, if anything, we can learn from it.
Hey, Daisy.
Hi, Michael.
So let's actually just recap what happened.
Sure.
On Wednesday, March 26th, the Colbert Report did a piece about Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Right.
And how he created a foundation. It's called the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation. That's the actual name of this real foundation that was created by Dan Snyder, who is a real human being.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
Because it uses the name Redskins, which there's been a huge push to get the name of that team changed.
Huge, and I would argue legitimate and probably long overdue push to get the name changed.
Sure.
I mean, what he did was...
Wait, hang on. That's Tomas Rios.
Hi, I'm Tomas Rios. I'm a sports writer.
He writes for Deadspin, sportsunearth.com, a few other places. He also has a great Twitter account.
Yeah, that's where I put the stuff they won't let me publish.
Okay, Dan Snyder, go.
I mean, what he did was he put an anti-Native American slur right in his foundation name, and then because there are Native American people in this country who are quite literally freezing to death and living in impossible circumstances, he was able to buy a sort of deviancy indulgence from that community in exchange for offering charity, which is desperately needed.
He gave them coats, essentially.
Right.
It's low, Dan Snyder. By the way, Tomas Rios wrote an article for Sports on Earth called Dan Snyder Thinks You're an Idiot, which you should read. Anyway, Stephen Colbert, whom I like and whose show I watch, also thought this was low of Dan Snyder and made this joke to emphasize that point.
Folks, this move by Dan Snyder inspires me, because my show has frequently come under attack for having a so-called offensive mascot, my beloved character, Ching Chong Ding Dong. But I am willing to show the Asian community that I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. It is a wonderful charity. Thank you.
It is supposed to be a heightened version of what, yes, Dan Snyder's group was named.
Exactly, exactly. Then the next day...
Right.
Very stupidly, the...
The Colbert Report handle...
Right.
...tweeted just the name of the organization.
Just the name, yeah, and that we're going to show our support for the hashtag Asian community with, and then the name of the organization.
And that is when I tried desperately to get offline. Yeah, it was surprising to me. It was immediately something I felt like I had to figure out, and it immediately became something that I kind of wanted to shut myself off to because it got nasty so fast.
It kind of felt like your two best friends were fighting with each other.
It did.
I feel like we live at a time when social media and shifting demographics are enabling the country that was born of enduring racism to actually have really hard discussions that we've never had before. And it's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable.
It was a painful conversation to watch happen so quickly. Lots of people, and I think actually more to blame here are the mostly white liberal people who were coming to Colbert's defense, reacting very viciously to this idea that Colbert might say something offensive.
And I think based on the fact that so many Colbert Report fans turned around and, you know, sent death threats, sent rape threats, sent racist language, like horrible, unbelievable stuff. Like there were people trying to like dig up personal life information on Sui for the purpose of some sort of grand, exposing her or whatever. Like, that's messed up.
There is a tension that exists between liberal people of color and white liberals that I think a lot of white liberals are not always aware of. And I think that that is what happens, where it is this thing of like, hey, we like a lot of the same books and shows and we vote similarly. But the minute that I
we're
feel
cool.
challenged, yeah,
we
get
can be
it.
Cool.
Yeah, we're in on it. We're in on the joke. And then the minute that there's some kind of disagreement, it's like, no, you don't understand.
As a white guy, I know that my gut feeling was one of, this is silly. He's not the enemy. You're missing the point. kind of thing. That was my gut reaction. I will totally admit that. And then the more that the conversation happened over the course of the weekend, I did get Stephen Colbert's joke. I was in on the joke. I personally wasn't offended by it. But you know what? Maybe this is a good opportunity to talk about something that I don't normally talk about, which is Asian Americans being the easy butt of jokes,
right,
in order to make points about other races. And I think it was Brittany Cooper in her initial article that weekend wrote, paraphrasing someone who had tweeted her, that you can't use Asian Americans as collateral damage on your way to make a larger point about Native Americans. That reading that line was really eye-opening to me.
Ultimately, no matter how you feel about it, two really important things that need to be acknowledged are, one, let us not forget that Dan Snyder's treatment of that Native and Indigenous community is bananas. And no matter how somebody feels about the hashtag and the people involved in the hashtag, calling names, making threats of murder, of rape, if you didn't realize just how vile people can be in terms of attacking someone that they disagree with. This is coming often from people who, would like to present themselves as being more open-minded and more progressive, or however you want to say it.
I remember looking at some of the white liberal complaints, threats, arguments, lobbying in the other direction, and thinking, wow, this is what happens when you threaten to take something away from a group like white liberals that I didn't realize we cling to very
Absolutely.
Tightly.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone threatens to cancel Colbert for any reason, that now becomes an identity issue. I think it's actually really amazing and kind of fascinating how much people probably don't even realize that they cling to something like Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart. I'm a good white liberal. Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, they are good white liberals. If you attack him, you're attacking me.
White male is American neutral. It's the baseline model. If you want to accessorize, you're free to add bells and whistles like melanin or vagina. But now, the PC police are going to shove new ethical
I like to think that I come away from this whole experience a better person. I'm not going to stop watching the Colbert Report.
I'm
just going to stop watching it blindly.
Besides, no,
for Latino
rough.
USA, I'm Michael Simon Johnson.
Besides, there's already plenty of diversity on the emoji keyboard.